This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So on Sunday, it'll be Washington versus Baltimore. I know some of you consider this to be a rivalry game. I don't. More on that in a moment. Dan Quinn was asked by Sam Fortier yesterday if he considers Washington versus Baltimore a rivalry game. Here's what he said.
You know, for me, first, you know, kind of getting here and getting started, I didn't naturally think of that coming in because of the division and the history of what the NFC East, you know, has been so much with the teams that way. So that was probably the first thing I thought with rivalries with Washington of the NFC East. I think there's always a connection when cities are, you know, closer by, but the fact that we're not in the same division and the same conference, you know, for me, my first, you know, time playing Baltimore as a commander, my first thought was the East first.
Love that answer from Dan Quinn. It is an answer that, you know, reflects self-awareness, reflects understanding the NFL historically. One of my first thoughts when I heard him answer that question, and it's a bit, you know, it's a bit sort of picking on the former coach, but I just kind of felt like Ron Rivera would have answered that question. Yes, definitely it's a rivalry, because he would have thought that's what people would have wanted to hear. There's nothing political with Dan Quinn. I think that's the one thing we've learned. Straight to the point, honest, not always straight to the point, but honest, and self-aware and informed. I do want to have this conversation, and we'll open it up on the phone lines at 301-230-0980. My personal view is that most long-standing fans find this topic just silly to even discuss, because in my opinion, of course, it is not a rivalry. All right, Ravens Redskins, Ravens WFT, Ravens Commanders is not an NFL rivalry. Okay, the proximity of the two teams is great, and it creates kind of a fun little, you know, trivial debate as to, oh, are you a Ravens fan or are you a Redskins fan? Are you a Ravens fan or are you a Commanders fan? You know, and that's been going on for years, especially in places like Howard County and Frederick County in particular, you know, even in recent years in places like Montgomery County. It's kind of neat to label it the Battle of the Beltways or the Battle of the Parkway. I can't believe how many times I hear people refer to this game, by the way. Oh, it's a Battle of the Beltway. No, we don't share a beltway with Baltimore. They have their own beltway. Theirs is 695. Ours is 495. We don't share anything, actually, in common with Baltimore. All due respect to Baltimore, they're just completely different cities, as we all know. There's a lot about Baltimore I love, including the people, actually. And, you know, so many great places to eat, so many great places to hang out. Baltimore is a great city. It's just completely different from Washington. And let's face it, when it's come to kind of sports and other things, you know, there has been more of an inferiority complex with Baltimore people versus, you know, Washington people. There may be a rivalry between the cities, but not the sports teams. You know, you're just trying to make something up if you think actually longstanding fans that have been here for more than a minute have any real feelings for Baltimore. You know, I think right now the feuds that we've been involved in for, you know, decades upon decades, it's like, let's get those back to where they were, like the real rivalries. You don't have a rivalry with a team in the opposite conference when you barely play that team. Washington and Baltimore will play for the eighth time since the Ravens moved from Cleveland to Baltimore on Sunday. None of those games were super significant, really, at any point. You don't play those games against teams outside of your conference. It's rare to have a rivalry with teams not in your division. It happens. You know, the 49ers and Cowboys certainly had a rivalry, and there's certain feelings that those two fan bases have for one another, given all of the significant games they've played against one another. New England and Indy for a good stretch had a bit of a rivalry with Peyton versus Tom Brady and all the big games they played. Go back to the 70s, my God, Pittsburgh and Oakland. The Raiders and the Steelers, that was a fierce rivalry, even though they weren't in the same division. But your top rivalries are with teams that you play on a regular basis twice a year. They're the teams in your division. No Baltimore fan would ever say that Washington's a big rivalry. Pittsburgh is their rival. The Ravens and Steelers have had a top five rivalry, probably higher than that, probably top two or three over the last 20 years. Ravens-Steelers games have been so significant. Anybody that suggests to you, seriously, that this is a big rivalry, oh man, renewal of a feud, long-standing feud, is new to this. They're just new to this. Our feelings, well, let me just speak for myself. My feelings are always about Dallas, Philly, and the Giants. And man, the nature of that has diminished because we've sucked so bad for so long. So those teams kind of view Washington as maybe like, I'm trying to think of a good example. Maybe in different divisions, the way perhaps I'm trying to think of a really good division with a bad team for a long time. You know, maybe the way AFC South teams view Carolina. You know, is there a real red hot rivalry in the NFC South with Carolina? We've kind of been Carolina. We've been Cleveland. You know, we've been bottom barrel. And so the Cowboy fan is more focused on the Philly games. The Giant fan more focused on the Cowboy and the Eagles games. But that's what I want back. I don't want a rivalry with Baltimore. I mean, if you ended up ever having a legitimate rivalry with the Ravens, it would be because you played in the Super Bowl multiple times against the Ravens. So if that's how we get to a rivalry with Baltimore, I'll take that. But we got to get back to the tradition, the history, the memories with our true rivals. You know, in this city, the most heated rivals have always been the rivals of our football team, with one exception. The Caps have a legitimate, long-standing rivalry with Pittsburgh. You know, in college, Georgetown's had a long-standing rivalry with Syracuse. Maryland had that with Duke in basketball. No longer. So, you know, the Nats don't have a true rivalry. When the other team doesn't feel about you the way you feel about them, it's not a rivalry. The Phillies are much more interested in their games with the Mets, who they just lost to in the postseason. You know, the Wizards don't have a rivalry. People tried to make something of the few years they played the Cavs in the playoffs. That's not a rivalry. The football teams had rivals. The Cowboys, Giants, and Eagles are, there's blood that's been spilt over this thing. There's incredible nostalgia. There are incredible memories. You're talking about fan bases that know so much about each other. I mean, we know so much about the Eagles, Giants, and Cowboys. They know so much about us. We have this shared history. I mean, the four fan bases, if we got together and somebody held some sort of, you know, annual get-together of the NFC East fans, I mean, imagine how much fun actually that would be. To sit down, have a few beers, eat some food, and talk about the games and the players. And by the way, here's the other part of this. We're a part of a division, the NFC East, that is a brand in sports. You know, there are only a few divisions / conferences that are actually brands. SEC football, ACC basketball, Big East basketball, you know, Big Ten football, the AL East, the American League East, and the NFC East. You know, those are the ones that are truly, they're brands. Everybody, I mean, Dan Quinn spoke to having been in the NFC East as a coordinator, but understanding this division and the history between the four teams in it is special. And it's rivalry, you know, between the four teams. That's a real rivalry. Baltimore's not my rival. They're never going to be my rival. You know, the Orioles-Nats games don't mean anything more to me. Look, do you want to say that there's some bragging rights on, you know, for your neighborhood because there are a bunch of Ravens fans in the neighborhood? You live in Howard County, you live in Frederick County, and it's kind of been split, although really I think in recent years it's gone more Baltimore in Howard County. I don't know about Frederick County. I think Frederick County is probably still more Skins fans than Ravens fans. So in terms of that, you know, the back and forth in terms of, you know, hey, I'm flying my flag and you're flying your flag and our teams are really close. But if you ask that person that says, hey, it's bragging rights for the neighborhood, if they hate Baltimore more than any of the three division teams, they're actually not a legitimate longtime fan. If you're new to the market and you've seen the Ravens, you know, be so great and Washington trying to chase them, fine. But not a rivalry. Not even close. The Jets and Giants are not rivals. They play in the same stadium, for crying out loud. The Raiders and 49ers, you know, when the Raiders were in Oakland, weren't rivals. The Raiders had the Broncos and the Chiefs as rivals. The 49ers had the Rams as a rival. And really, in for a long time, the Cowboys, you know, again, one of those rare examples of a within-the-conference rivalry. The only interconference rivalry ever that you could, and it wasn't even legitimately a rivalry because they just didn't play that often. But the Steelers and the Cowboys, they played each other in multiple Super Bowls, three in total. It's the most matchups of, right, any Super Bowl matchup in NFL history. I think no one else has had three. And, you know, when they played those two Super Bowls in the 70s and then they played another one in the 90s, you know, Cowboys-Steelers, when they did play once out of every 3 or 4 years, it was kind of a big game. But, like, the game they played the other night, Dallas-Pittsburgh, you know, has some cachet to it. Baltimore-Washington doesn't. Does this weekend, because it's a big game in the NFL. Denton, you're much younger than I am. Do you view, as a Washington fan, Baltimore as a rival?
Not really, no. I think, like, there might be, like, some sort of city rivalry, but I don't think that's ever really translated to sports itself. I just, like, you know, you think, like, oh, we live in D.C., which is a way better city than Baltimore, right? But, like, I've never viewed it as, it just is. I've never viewed it as a rivalry on the football field. If it's a rivalry, as you have mentioned, what's the biggest memorable moment? Like, you have to have some sort of moment right. that makes it a rivalry.
Bolody Nada knocking out RG3.
I wonder, seriously. Like, I wonder if Baltimore fans even remember that, though. Like, do you think you could ask the average Raven fan?
We remember that.
We remember, right. So, like, there has not been a moment between the two fan bases where you're like, all right, we got beef with them. Outside of just the, hey, Baltimore's the little brother to D.C.
Right. Completely agree. I do think, go back and look this up. I think I have this right. When Washington beat Baltimore, I think they beat him in 2000, the year the Ravens won the Super Bowl. Was the Ravens' last loss to Washington that year? I think it may have been.
If that's the case, they would want to lose to us this year because the last loss was in 2012 to us, too.
But you said it the best. There is definitely a sense of, you know, rivalry between the two cities in a lot of different areas. It has not carried over to the sports teams. I don't think anybody in Baltimore views Washington as a rival in football or in baseball. And I don't personally, as a Washingtonian, view Baltimore's teams as a rival. Hell, I've looked up to the Ravens organization all of these years. I've wanted Washington to get rid of Snyder and get an owner like Bisciotti and have a general manager like Ozzie Newsome. I've wanted that. You know, I found myself at various times rooting for the Ravens because I respect them so much. They're an organization that actually reminded me of what the Redskins used to be, you know, three decades ago. I've never felt disdain for the Ravens. By the way, I didn't feel disdain for the Colts. In fact, I loved Burt Jones. Burt Jones was one of my favorite players. They weren't a rival. The Colts weren't a rival. You know, maybe for people that are in their 70s and 80s, maybe they can tell me that Unitas versus Jurgensen in the 60s was, you know, great. And by the way, the Colts were an NFL team. You know, they were in the NFL, so they played Washington regularly. So maybe you go back to, you know, those years, 50s, 60s, before the merger, maybe Baltimore-Washington had something. I'm not old enough to remember those games. But I don't think it's a rivalry.
You were correct in that Washington beat Baltimore in 2000. It was not their last loss, but that game was a track meet.
It wasn't.
Yeah, it was a track meet in week 7.
It was a low scoring game.
Wait, it was a 10-3 track meet.
Oh, that's what, yeah. That's what I'm saying. So you're being sarcastic.
Yeah, I mean, they lost three games.
I remember
in a row.
It being a very low scoring game.
There were not a lot of teams. If you look at this Baltimore, obviously we know how good that defense was. There might have been two teams that scored 20 or more points. Three teams, rather, that scored 20 or more points on them in their regular season.
Baltimore's defense was ridiculous. Then am I thinking of 2001 Washington's win? What year? It wouldn't have been 2001. It would have been 2003. Was New England's last loss against a Spurrier-coached Washington team before they went on to win every other game and then won the Super Bowl?
Maybe I'm thinking 2003 because that did happen in Baltimore in 2012. That RG3 year, that was their last loss, and then they won out, and then they
that
won
was
the
their
Super
last
Bowl.
Loss.
Yeah,
and didn't they, I think the Giants won the Super Bowl? No, with maybe Washington being their last loss too. Who cares? That's loser talk. We weren't the ones winning the Super Bowl. Let's get to the phone lines. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Super 980. Rivalry or not, Baltimore and Washington. We'll take your calls next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.